You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey everyone. During this season, Joel and I will be offering additional weekly podcasts. Mine will generally be some form of guided prayer. Today I was considering the invitation we've all been given during this unique season of Lent to slow down, to pause, to create some intentional space in our week. And I realized just how hard that was for me to do on this particular day. Joel and the girls were out of town, and so I spent hours cleaning and rearranging furniture, and it was not one of those meditative kinds of cleanings. I did not get in the zone. I had Netflix going the whole time. And it wasn't until I was done and exhausted and feeling a little bit more empty than normal that I realized I just hadn't slowed down at all today. So if any of you are struggling with taking the opportunity this season offers to slow down, to pause, to create some intentional space, I hope the prayer that I'm going to guide you through will help. I want to recommend one of two positions for this prayer. The first is a grounded position. In this posture, you can sit in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the floor, your hands resting comfortably in your lap. The second option would be what I call the rooted position. This is my favorite posture for prayer. You just lay down on your back with your legs stretched out and your arms comfortably at your side. So if you want to go ahead and assume one of these two postures, when you're ready, we'll begin with three deep breaths. So let's go ahead and take a nice deep inhalation together. Breathing in. As you continue to breathe, I want you to feel that connection to the ground. So let's breathe in, allowing yourself to feel that rootedness, and breathe out. Feeling grounded, breathing in, and sinking into that groundedness as you breathe out. Let's do that together one more time. And out. As you continue to breathe, I want to read a passage over you from Ephesians 3. Allow the words to wash over you, noticing any feelings that rise. Ephesians 3, the words of the Apostle Paul. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how high and how wide and how long and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, every family in heaven and on earth I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Friends, we are always rooted and grounded, established in the love of God. As you continue to breathe into that truth, I want you to allow the sense of distance you have right now between those you care for and yourself to rise. Right now, for many of us, there is a necessary physical distance. It may feel hard, so allow the names and locations of those you care for to come to mind. Feel the distance between yourself and them. How does the space seem to you? Does it feel like a void? An emptiness? Is it simply there? What emotions rise in you as you just consider this space, this distance? What do you feel in your body? Is there a tension in your shoulders, your jaw, a tightness in your neck or your throat, your stomach? Is there tension in your hands or your feet? As you allow the feelings to rise, as you grow more aware of your body, allow your feet or your body to sink into the floor. Anywhere you feel tension, intentionally relax that part of your body and breathe. I want you to breathe into this truth. You are rooted and grounded in love. Go ahead and take a deep inhalation and exhale. As you continue to breathe, breathe in the truth. You are rooted and grounded in love. And as you exhale, believe that truth. Despite the distance, you are rooted and grounded in love. Let's breathe into that one more time. It's a truth you can take in. On the exhale, you can surrender to that truth, to God's great love. Let's breathe it one more time. You are rooted and grounded in a love that flows to all and through all. You are rooted and grounded in a love that flows to all and through all. As you continue to breathe, open your heart to the reality that the space between you and others is not a void. It is full of the presence of God. The great creator of life is flowing between us all, connecting us even now. As you feel the groundedness, the rootedness of your body, I want you to feel the connection of the spirit between you and all those you love. This is not a fragile connection. It is as sure, as real as the gravity holding your body, your feet to the ground. This connection of love cannot be taken from you, not by sickness or loneliness or anxiety. You are connected. You are loved. You are not alone. As you continue to breathe, I want to read Ephesians 3 over you one more time. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And so just continue to breathe into that. You are not alone. You are loved. You are connected. And so let's breathe together. Another deep inhalation. And exhale. Together again. And exhale. And when you're ready, you can begin to come back into this space. Take your time, there's no rush. Few more moments as you're preparing yourself to come back into the space. Just rest in this love and this connection. The stress, all the loneliness, all the fear. And one more deep breath of love. Thank you, friends, for praying with me today. This is a prayer that if you find it helpful, you can do again and again. This week, I want to encourage you to take moments to practice sinking into the reality, even when not in prayer, to take a moment to feel just how rooted and grounded you really are in love, and to allow that love of God to help you feel a connection that is so real to those that you may be physically distant from right now. This time of social distancing, it really does give us an opportunity to ponder how wide and high and long and deep is the love of Christ. And to really grasp that will require us to actively receive it and to participate in God's love. And so I want to give a challenge to you all this week. And here's the challenge I have for you. It's really a question, I guess, is how can you get into the flow of God's love? What does it look like to be a part of the divine presence that is flowing in and through us all? How, when you're physically distant from people, can you make intentional efforts to cross the space? Whether that's sending a letter, picking up a call, figuring out some kind of neighborhood initiative, delivering groceries for someone in need, we can care for one another even when we feel far apart. Love you all, and I will look forward to being with you soon.